Lieutenant Governor Karen Polito toured a portion of Pittsfield Tuesday, designated by the state as a transformative development area. The Republican toured Tyler Street in the Morningside neighborhood, which is bookended by Berkshire Medical Center and the once-thriving General Electric site, with a number of business and city leaders. Pittsfield City Planner C.J. Haas led the bus tour.
For the most part, a lot of these buildings are what they would have looked like when GE was up and running at their peak in the 30s and 40s and 50s. And the neighborhood hasn't changed much since then, so it has a very solid building stock.
The problem is that many of the commercial buildings are vacant and some of the residential properties that were once filled with GE workers are blighted. The state has assigned a mass development fellow to work with the city, the Pittsfield Economic Development Authority, and groups like the Tyler Street Business Group to pinpoint and encourage investment and redevelopment in the area. Amusika Cedro recently began her three-year appointment in Pittsfield.
I really was excited by the opportunities to work with a community that really is open to change, because that's really half of the battle, is changing people's minds. And I think the partnership has been really successful in getting different stakeholders within the community involved in the process. And all I'm here to do is build on that momentum and expand the partnership so that reinvestment and redevelopment can happen.
Some of the goals include better engaging disconnected residential property owners and using incentives for redevelopments at a firehouse, church, and gas station, which all sit vacant on Tyler Street. Increasing open space and reusing a Berkshire County Sheriff's building on 2nd Street are also being discussed among city leaders. The most visible piece is the 52-acre William Stanley Business Park and expected home of the Berkshire Innovation Center. Project manager Rod Janay described the two-story, 20,000-square-foot space.
So the heavier and larger pieces of equipment will be out here. This will be a glassed-in rapid prototyping area, which will be where the 3D printers are installed. You saw a couple of those at Taconic today. This is a conferencing / classroom. In other words, it can be set up for corporate meetings, and then with flexible furniture can be converted to classroom space. So you could literally have a corporate meeting during the day, corporate meetings, and at nighttime you could set that up for an engineering technology class at BCC. So it's flexible to do both, and we have three more of those rooms on the second floor.
BIC's board is working with the state to bridge what could be a $3 to $6 million funding gap, as construction and other costs are higher than originally estimated. The Massachusetts Life Sciences Center granted Pittsfield $9.7 million in 2014 based on those estimates. Lieutenant Governor Polito says she has to dig into the costs and determine what the next steps are. PETA Executive Director Corey Thurston discussed the state of the rest of the business park once occupied by GE.
For the most part, the existing foundations that were left back when the consent decree and DETA were established, there was good intentions, thinking that some of these might be reusable and provide an extra impetus to new construction. In reality, it turns out they're not. There's a lot of underground infrastructure that needs to be cleaned up and filled.
Polito pointed to the administration's economic development bill currently in the legislature as a way to help redevelop the park.
We have proposed $500 million in MassWorks funding. That's the highest level ever in the history of the Commonwealth. We've also included monies for brownfields and monies for industrial parks. So if you were to just look at those three areas of investment in our economic development bill, there's potential for state dollars to be leveraged with private dollars to help transition some of these industrial areas that need a new use.
Reporting from Pittsfield, this is Jim Lavoulis at WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle.